It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Thursday. Let's throw it back to
1969.
You know, I love this. We do encourage. It's more than just lip service. Your participation, Hank fans, and the show. It's better when you do. In fact, today's Will It Float item, suggested by James up there listening in Kansas City, the pickle. And this suggested on World Kindness Day by one Chris down there in Hamilton. He said, how about that Glenn Campbell tune?
And if you try a little kindness, yeah, then you'll overlook the blindness. Narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded street.
1969 and maybe more current than ever. There you go, Glenn Campbell. Try a little kindness. Very 1969 Coca-Cola commercial-ish feel to the whole thing. And it was written by the duo of Bobby Austin and Thomas Kurt Spa. It's credited to them as writers, but Glenn actually helped rewrite some of the lyric. Now, recording sessions, we've talked about this in the past with Glenn Campbell. A lot of times they would just use his first cut because, well, he was kind of a whirling dervish. Way more than just kind of in a studio. Not just perfectionist, but kind of hostile.
Oh.
He was a virtuoso musician is basically what it was. And, hey, it put out a heck of a product, right? And he could back it up. Well, so that was a little bit of this, but that's where the rewriting of some of the lyrics happened. But Glenn made an interesting choice. Maybe it was kindness, but it was probably just more business sense. He said, I tell you what, Bobby, Kurt, you guys are the songwriters of this, but I'll take half of the publishing rights instead. So that actually ended up being a lot more money when it came down to it, because Try a Little Kindness ended up being the most played song on the radio in 1969. Period.
Wow.
Across this tone, it hit number 2 on the country charts, number 1 on the AC charts, top 20 on the pop charts, and was Glenn's first and probably only by and large song that made it into religious radio stations too. Ooh. With its positive message.
Amen.
Yeah, so it really checked all the boxes. And by the time he played it on his very hot at the time 1969 Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour, well, it was through the roof too. And sold a ton of records. And consequently made a lot of money for Glenn Campbell on the thing. Well, there you go, right? So on World Kindness Day, why not make a little coin on the side?
Oh,
I know, it is lovely, right? Let's go back to 69.
If you see your brother standing by the road with a heavy load.